The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi, where the meat is delivered fresh every day, the Aldi way.
Fashion sake, so I know we've only kicked off February, but we're not far away from spring and then into the summer and da da da. And we've got Stylist of the Stars, Anne-Marie O'Connor, everybody.
Yay.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Right, what's coming? What should we be looking out for this year, do you think?
Well, there are a few things that you probably already have in your wardrobe, which
is
really helpful.
That's always
a good start.
Yeah,
so let's start with those.
Probably not you, Jenny. You might not have.
I might have. Actually, funny enough, I am planning on doing a bit of shopping today and clearing out my wardrobe. So this is actually good timing because I want to make sure I don't throw out something that I might later go, should have hung on to that.
Okay, we'll keep the bum bag. We know that from last week. Okay. Sorry,
so
Anne-Marie.
Keep your denim.
Okay.
All those button-down denim skirts, that 70s feel that was out last summer, mm-hmm. that's still sticking around.
Okay.
So your button-down skirts, your flares, but it's more of a cropped flare. So if you have the long flares from last season, just get them altered.
Okay.
So
okay. Good to know.
Add a white shirt. The white shirt is the staple for the season. So that's a nice little one. It's very easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
Florals, a bit like Miranda Priestly in The Devil Wears Prada, you know, it's revolutionary, as she said. They come around every season, but this season it's a tiny bit less girly.
So. Yeah. Is denim ever out of fashion?
It's never out of fashion, but for a while the fashion connoisseur had said that denim couldn't be worn in certain places, that denim was the remit of casual wear. But casual wear has just crept into couture, to high fashion, and so now it's part and parcel. They've all blended and merged, so denim has become...
You can dress up denim.
You can dress it
you
up,
know,
yeah.
Or obviously denim.
And fashion has become much more casual, even on a high-end scale.
Yeah.
So,
what
know,
about... Double denim.
Double denim. Double denim's fine, right? This is my
yes, it
this is my
come
theory
on
double denim.
Just be
denim.
Careful what you
double
say here,
denim,
Anne-Marie.
Back in the '80s, if I look back at the photos of me in the '80s, it was horrendous. Like I wore the big boxy jacket and my big boxy jeans, but the proportions have changed. So Alexa Chung is a great example. You know, she's a tiny little thing, but
yeah.
She's a great example of how you can wear a denim shirt and a nice pair of denim skinny jeans and, you know, just a flat pair of shoes and just look really chic. You know, Jane Birkin, I think.
Are you
going to
change the colours
icon.
Of the denim, though? I mean, would you
try
wear...
And keep them, try and keep them, if you can, to the same colour family because otherwise
you're in luck there,
it
yeah,
looks
no,
a bit,
I need to,
a bit dodge.
Well, I suppose I wear what I like, right? But I would never usually ever mix an indigo denim with a kind of
yeah,
blue denim. I
yeah.
just think it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
But certainly a denim shirt with a white t-shirt and maybe some roughed up denim jeans.
Yeah.
With some roughed up boots.
Perfect.
Then I
perfect.
Think, but every time I do it, Jenny goes, oh, double denim, rocking the double denim today. I'm like,
I can never decide if I like it or not.
Person. It takes one person to set the trend.
You're kind of there going, does it work or does it not? It's like, I don't know. Like, it's like black and navy. I'm like, I'm just not sure now about that. Bomber jackets.
They're for men and women. Sticking around. There you go. He's a fashion
leader
here.
Moment.
Fashion leader.
On fire. You're way ahead.
It's great for girls. I mean, it has been knocking around for a while. It's become like the new blazer.
Yeah.
The blazer 2.0. And on the Topshop Unique catwalk, they're wearing them with little sweaters and cute little skirts and kind of little granny shoes, which we'll talk about later. So it's about taking a masculine staple and making it a bit more girly. So we're seeing a lot more fluid maxi lengths with it. And it's kind of the new way to wear it. So bomber jackets are a great one. Silk at Gucci. We had exotic embroidery at Louis Vuitton. So lots of embroidered silky jackets doing the rounds. But just get your normal staple and dress it up or dress it down how you want.
Absolutely. And then what about cold shoulder?
A cold shoulder.
Yeah.
My sister and I were having a chat about this morning because she works in a very corporate job and she has this alter ego. She's like this Donatella Versace. And she's like, I was in New York, Emery, and I saw Pucci. And she was she could barely breathe. And I said, you do not come home with an off-the-shoulder top. I will kill you. I will kill you. They're one of these things. They look beautiful in campaigns and they look stunning because they feed into that fashion fantasy. And this season, we're seeing a lot of those flamenco ruffles and you get this feeling that you're going to be in Spain or Barcelona.
So
we live in Dublin and it's pouring rain half the times. And if you wore that down the pub and you had a few and maybe you're a bit larger on the top and it slipped, it could be a bit dangerous. So
I have to say, I have a few t-shirts now that are very much off the shoulder, but then I don't really have anything to expose. So I think that's probably...
You have to be careful now. What we've seen a bit more.
I don't think anyone would notice if it fell all the way down. I'd be
there's
okay.
There's a way of getting around
stop,
it.
Jenny.
Oh, no, it's true.
Of course
it's
would.
Fine.
Wouldn't we, team? We'd all notice.
Okay.
Yeah, we would. They all said they'd notice. Sorry, Amber. They would. They'd notice.
There's a way of getting around it. You've seen it on the catwalks. I think it was Peter Pilato. An extra pair of straps. So just wear like a little tank top underneath it. So
okay.
If it slips down, you're protecting your modesty.
Cover up all what your mama gave you, Jenny.
I will. I could learn something there. What about, this is a big one. Nightwear as daywear.
It's for me, it divides into two parts. Here, which is, why are people wearing pajamas with stilettos? It's just not right.
No.
And I don't care if Gucci, you know, or Dolce & Gabbana sent you down the catwalks with matching little floral, you know, headsets. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
But the 90s, Calvin Klein, when he bought out the 1994 slip dress, and it was that big thing. It's made redux now, so it's the whole 90s feel. And you've seen it with like big biker boots and like a biker jacket. It looks kind of cool. Mm. Like Rihanna's done it. Rosie Huntington-Whiteley made it a bit more sexy. That I can see, because you can kind of get away with it because it looks like just a sexy dress.
Yeah.
But I don't believe in wearing your PJs during the day.
The version of this in Ireland, you see, is going to be very different than Rosie Huntington-Whiteley and Rihanna. Let's be honest.
Yeah, you're going to see PJ bottoms with UGG boots kind of walking down.
Yeah.
At like 11 o'clock, you know, in your local shop.
Yeah, it just
in the village.
Have you done that, Jen?
I've never done it. Yeah, I wouldn't even put the bin out in pajamas. I'd be worried someone would see me. That's how paranoid I am. I'd always get changed and be fully dressed.
Now, Amrie, you mentioned earlier on granny shoes.
The granny shoe. Princess Anne is our new style muse.
Good God.
It's all about, you raid your granny's closet. You know, if you think about nuns and school marms, it is like,
all right,
a
sorry,
soft
nuns now. I'm immediately like,
you're never going to pull in these shoes, but you'll feel really comfortable.
Why the hell would you wear them then?
Your sex life is going to be over, but you'll be.
But Jesus, you'll be comfortable.
You'll be comfortable. It depends on what you value.
It's a different type of comfort, all right. But listen, if it works,
it depends. Maybe he's into grannies. Who knows?
Now remember,
that's a different show.
There's a load of lads listening at the moment that, you know, it's Valentine's Day is around the corner, so they'll listen to everything you say, Marie. Are you encouraging them to go out and buy granny shoes for their other halves?
Well, not unless you want to keep her. But see, these are the type of things that women will wear and then insist.
Do you know what? This is a new trend, okay? But
really, I like them. I have a few granny pairs at home. I have to admit. And it's funny, some of my guy friends look at them and go, they're interesting. Are you not wearing?
I gotta Google them, okay? Because I do not know what you're talking about.
They look like a glove. They're called a glove shoe. Like, imagine a ballet flat, but with a big, a little chunky heel attached to it. Alexa Chung can wear anything, and I kind of blame her because she
can. Can she even wear these?
She looks good, and she looks good in a bin bag. Like, she looks
good in anything. No. To be fair,
Lana Del Rey has worn them in the past. Zooey Deschanel. Scroll back.
This is an interesting one because
if you pull up the Guardian, pull up Ugly Shoe Guardian.
Ugly
they
shoe
did
Guardian.
A great little piece on it.
So I have to see this because I can't picture.
We'll tweet a picture as well, NB Show 2FM, because it's interesting when these things come in and they say this is the new fashion, this is the new trend, and I think to myself, but
you know,
who's going to wear
worn?
It? Like,
you know how it's being worn? It's being worn at the side of kind of edge and a bit of sexy. So people wearing them maybe with a sheer blouse or wearing it with a pair of, you know, the crop jeans that are out now, but like a tiny bit shaggy along the
hem. Is it possible to sex these shoes up though? I just can't see it from your description.
I've just gone on to gardening pages on the garden, like plants growing on the wall, and I don't think I'm on the right one.
I will tweet you the
how to grow tomatoes.
You know. We're gonna get that picture.
See, it's one of these divisive things, because once you put them on, they will feel like sex on your feet, but you will never get laid again.
There's a combination.
There's no lads running out to buy those shoes for the missus now.
They'll feel like sex in your feet, but you'll be getting nothing when you're wearing them.
They're kind of like the new UGG boot. Remember when the UGG boot back in the day, everyone was like, oh, they're hideous, but then you put them on your feet and you're like, oh my God.
What bothered me about the UGG boots was I really didn't like them, and I remember having to buy a pair one year because I was going to a ski resort and I just needed something that I could walk around in the evening, and I couldn't get a boot that wasn't an UGG boot. And then I went into a shop. It was the price of them and the fact that I was paying for a label of something I didn't want. Mm-hmm. And then I spoke to the woman in the shop, and she said, what about these? And I said, you know, I love them. I just wish they weren't UGG boots. And she kind of looked at me like I had two heads. And I actually went home. I bought them. I spent, I think, £280 on them because I needed something last minute, and picked the label off them as soon as I got home. I just thought that's like, I've just made. Do you know what? They were.
There you go.
Okay, for the men who are listening, who are thinking, well, like, you know,
yeah.
I certainly
want to
stay away
from
it.
There's a really nice trend that I love, and it's, you know, those 50s shirts. If you think of like Mark Ronson or Alex Turner.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the Cuban collar. It's got a bit of a notch lapel. Really, really nice. They're really
the Cuban
slick.
Collar, the one that with no kind of flop over, if you like.
Yeah, it just flops over like that. A little notch lapel.
Okay.
Button down. If you think of your Hawaiian shirt, but less garish.
Okay.
So you imagine a tiny bit fitted, tucked into a pair of tailored trousers, or like kind of how Mark Ronson wears it with skinny jeans and like a Cuban heel boot, that sort of thing. So it's just, it's really nice. It's like, if you think of Johnny Depp in the Rum Diaries, he had that like really cool kind of Cuban feel to it, but the opposite of Fear and Loathing, which was the mad Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
So when you wear it, you don't want to wear it too oversized, because then you're getting the feel of being a tourist. So you want instead to kind of keep it nice and tucked in. It's really cool, and it's something that, you know, most people can wear. It's a bit short sleeve. I don't know how Irish guys feel about the short sleeve, but it's cool. We like it. Now.
There's a bit of a drum roll going on here.
This is an interesting one.
Jaden Smith, I think, has started something, because he was in the Louis Vuitton campaign for women's wear. We're seeing a lot more skirts. If you remember David Beckham years ago with Victoria, they had worn the matching
sarongs.
That never took off. That should have kind of heralded it. But there's a lot of skirts, a lot of lace. We're seeing floral head-to-toe suits. So I think there's a bit more feminine touches. Men are coming into, you know, contact with their feminine side. But the clangor are the boiler suits. I just can't get over this. I don't understand. It's
well,
like,
you're, someone here has a red boiler suit anyway. So
you're
ready to go. We actually
it says Nikki in Diamantes on the back. It's from the Brit Awards or something.
We had them on in the studio a while ago. But are people actually wearing these now?
No. Some of them overalls. Like, you'll see overalls sometimes. Some guys will, you know, wear the t-shirt and a pair of like high top boots. But the boiler suits, I mean, put it this way. Fellas always say to me, why do you wear a jumpsuit? How do you go to the toilet and that thing? And, you know, you look like a bin man, you look like a convict, la, 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 la. And now they're doing the same thing. Like, Alexander Wang was doing the whole sexy mechanic look.
But Anne-Marie, let's be honest, have you seen any man in
Ireland
wear a boiler suit?
And this is my point. I don't think
unless
it's ever
he's cleaning
take
the chimney
out.
Or something.
I certainly don't think what they did on Givenchy is going to take off, with it, which is a
be
picture of Jesus on each peck and a pair of Mary Janes with it.
But that I would like to see.
I can't even see it done in like black, which is how Alexander Wang did it. I don't see how any guy maybe outside super high fashion circle is going to have the neck to wear it.
See, and you've touched on something there, because a super high fashion circle is a whole different thing
it just,
to rocking down to the
pole. It's never going to roll down to the high street.
Yeah.
I put my last euro on that.
Yeah, because you do watch these shows and they're very visual. And even, to be honest, if you watch Exposé at the end and they'll show a catwalk show, one or two of them, and you kind of look and visually it looks great and you're thinking nobody would be seen dead in that.
No. And
but it's not meant for that, I don't think, is it?
It's not meant for that. It's supposed to spark the kind of flame of, you know, fantasy and also imagination. And then the high street, what the high street does is they pull out an element of it that they think is saleable and wearable. Mm. Wearable and saleable. They're the most two important components. And then they do a very distilled version of that.
Okay, now if people listening now want to get their kind of wardrobe ready, you have a book actually as well,
I know that you
brought out a couple of months ago, The Happy Closet.
The Happy Closet.
So does that help you kind of arrange what, you know?
The Happy Closet is using the psychology of shopping.
Yeah.
And also the psychology of, how we shop and why we hoard. So you can look at addressing your closet from the inside out. Some of your emotional hang-ups that drive the practical shopping habits that influence what's in your wardrobe, because we repeat the same sins over and over again, and we tend to be influenced a lot by fashion rather than by ourselves. Like, what do you need? What's your lifestyle like? What is going to serve you most?
Everybody always has something as well that they buy a lot of. My thing is
default.
Jeans.
Yeah,
I have. I count last week, and I'm going to throw. I think I've 36 pairs of jeans, of which I probably wear about four.
Are you serious?
And I already threw out a lot. And then every time I go to a shop, I'm like, God, they're nice jeans. And I'm thinking, put them back. You don't need them.
Yeah.
And
that's part of the book as
everyone
well,
has
discovering
something.
Your default.
Yeah.
And learning how once you raise your awareness of that, once you go shopping, you're better positioned, because as shoppers are, they're emotional or unconscious.
Yeah.
And half the times when you buy something that's your default, you tend to do it without even thinking, which is why you come home and you think, I don't remember wearing that. Or buying that.
Yeah.
And you have a stack of 36
and they're
pairs
all
of jeans.
They're identical. Yeah. And even
yeah,
I hope
exactly.
He doesn't mind me saying he might, hopefully he's not listening. My dad's very into his clothes. He looks great, don't get me wrong, but his is blue shirts.
Who's his style icon?
probably yourself.
No, no, really.
I don't know who his style icon is, but he would always dress very well. But his thing, every time he goes out, he will buy a blue shirt of some description. It'll be there.
Has he got blue eyes?
He does.
Well, there you go. Actually,
but how many
blue
shirts
blue
can
shirt
you buy? But again, yeah, he doesn't realize he has that shirt 30 times already.
Exactly.
So nah, it's a new shirt, new fit. The fit, you lose the fit. Nice, crisp ironed. Not like put on like a nice blue, crisp fit.
I think yours is leather jackets.
I have a lot of biker jackets for me are always in fashion.
So the Happy Closet,
the
anyway,
Happy
as well.
Closet, and you can go to my website, which is thehappycloset.me.
Brilliant. Anne-Marie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anne-Marie O'Connor, everybody. Thank you.